I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hi. Welcome to another episode of Rachel Uncensored. I am currently in Europe. I am in Portugal. I'm in Lisbon. So I'm in Lisbon, Portugal, Europe. So there's that. I never know how to start these. When I'm solo, I don't know. I'm not with a person right now, so I don't really know how to start this, but hi. Welcome to Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet you can get an uncensored version of me. I apologize if you hear construction in the background. I'm in an Airbnb, and they have been doing construction all day, and I need to record this. So you're just going to hear a little construction. Flynn would love this. I do not. But I'm here today sipping my cappuccino. Was that good ASMR? I absolutely hate ASMR. I think it's the worst thing in the entire world. I hate mouth noises. But if you've been around for a while, you already knew that about me. So today, hi, let's start this. I wanted to test if I'm a good person or not. I think it is our responsibility as human beings to constantly check in with ourselves. See if we are a good person. See if we're missing anything. See if we really need to take an evaluation of ourselves and change who we are. So I've done stuff like this. I've taken a lot of BuzzFeed quizzes on my channel, but it's a new day. It's a new year. I'm a new person. Every day, I'm a little different than I was before. So I've pulled up some quizzes, and we're just going to test to see if I am, in fact, a good person. Now, also, my internet sucks because I'm in an Airbnb. You never know. Okay, I'm going to do a tangent just because this is me. This is my channel. This is my podcast. I can do whatever I want. Traveling is so much fun and also the most inconvenient thing in the world. I love experiencing new stuff, but I also want my old stuff. I love my house because I know it will be cold at night. My bed will be warm. My shower will have just the exact amount of space I want. My internet will always be high speed and functioning. I have food in my fridge. I know that I have toilet paper, a bidet. I've got the works. I love the comfort of my home, but I love traveling. And when I travel, I just have to tolerate all the discomforts, like the internet just not functioning. Why? This is another question. Why is it legal to have bad internet? Like, everyone uses internet now. The world functions on internet. So having an Airbnb where the internet like takes an hour to load a web page, that's not internet anymore. That's, you're darn near dial-up. This is not Wi-Fi. You're near dial-up. I don't think that should be allowed. I think there should be a standard, a legal standard for how fast your internet works. Because we need it to survive in this day and age. Anyway, I digress. I'm not a very good person. There is so much happening above. I don't know if the microphone, what the microphone picks up. I can't hear it. But above me, there's someone just, I think, tap dancing or lifting weights. There's a person to the right of me who's just, I think, running stairs. And then outside, there's construction. I'm very distracted. This is not good for my little ADHD brain. Where are we? I'm being tested. My patience is being tested. I think that is a big thing about traveling, is you do truly figure yourself out. You figure out if you like crowds or you don't. If you like going with the flow or like things scheduled. If you can put up with the inconveniences or tolerate them. What you notice and what you don't. If you choose to look at a scenery and be like, I'm tired. Or this is gorgeous. Like you could, my girlfriend and I have talked about, this is the tangents. That's what this podcast is. That's everything of mine is tangents. My girlfriend and I were talking about, is life just tolerating things? And we discussed and came to the conclusion that you in every scenario are tolerating something negative. Like there is no pure bliss ever. But what type of person you are decides on if you're going to focus on what you're tolerating or experience the good. So you can be walking down the street and it can be slightly chilly and your foot hurts, but you could be eating the best food in the world and in a new city, and you can decide if you're going to focus on the negative or the positive. You will always be tolerating something negative, but you will also always be experiencing something good. And it's up to you as a person to decide which one you're going to focus on. You can acknowledge both, but whatever you're going to like fixate on, I think that says who you are as a person and what type of mood you're going to be in. So just if you're like, the world sucks, it does. But if you're like, I'm in such a bad mood that everything is the worst, you can take a deep breath, acknowledge that there are terrible things happening, but try and focus on the good. Always easier said than done. And every negative emotion is valid. You're allowed to look at the negatives, but your mood is going to be based on which one you're focusing on, the tolerated or the good experiences. Anyway, I'm not making sense. I know I'm not, but my brain is everywhere. All right, I'm taking this personality quiz. What a great time to take a personality quiz when I'm annoyed. Perfect. Okay, this is a BuzzFeed quiz from April 28th, 2022. This is the most recent one we're doing. This is an accurate personality test. Take it. Okay, so we're taking a personality test and then we're going to take am I a good person tests. Okay, so it says, question one. Here we go. We're starting. Tangent's done. Hi, welcome to Rachel Uncensored. You can take all of these items with you to help you survive on a desert island, but one. Which do you leave behind? Okay, so we have an option of a sun hat, a knife, a fire starter, a cooking pan, a spear, or a lantern. Oh, I'm gonna say a sun hat because I can make a sun hat. I don't need a sun hat. I can take a sun hat. I'm not gonna take one. I can make one. All right. How do you confront conflict? Now, here's my thing with these quizzes. Is my answer is usually varied on the person. Whether I'm having conflict with a friend, a stranger, my girlfriend, my parents, how I deal with it is really based on who the person is. Like if I know I need to give them space and then confront them, or I need to confront them immediately, or it's not worth it and I'm not gonna confront it. So these quizzes, you're gonna hear me complain about because I need more detail. Okay, how do you confront conflict? Do you approach it with enthusiasm to keep the mood positive? Depending on how serious it is. Do you lay out the problem and multiple options for solutions with a clear path forward? Depending on if I've talked to my therapist about it. You rehearse how you approach the conflict for a few days so you can come off as concisely as possible. Well, again, that depends on who it's with. You brainstorm with others for ways to end said conflict. I do talk about my issues with other people. You bring a fair share of empathy to the conflict to try and see both sides. I do that. I do all of these. Wait. You react the way you feel others would best take it in order to try to get your points across. That one. I said that. It depends on the person, right? That's what I said. I'm going to do that one. I do it the best way I feel others would take it in. Okay. I'm saying G, all, but we're just going to do that one. Which kind of person would you enjoy having by your side? Someone who is brave? Man, I'm brave enough. Someone who is loyal? Yes. Oh, but is it in like a romantic sense or a best friend sense? Someone who is funny, someone who is respectful, someone who is ambitious, someone who is honest. Ooh, I'm going to go funny or loyal. Listen, ambitious is cute, but like I'm ambitious. See, the thing is, I'm enough of these. I want someone respectful, though. As a partner in crime, a partner in romance, a partner in comedy. I'm going to say someone who's loyal, because I think the honest and respectful kind of goes in with loyal. But also, that could go respect. Oh, God. It depends on what I'm needing. Okay. I'm going to just go loyal. I don't know why. We're just going to, I think it incorporates a lot of things. I don't need you to be funny. I would like you to be funny, but I crack enough jokes for everybody. If you accidentally bought 5 pounds of potatoes instead of just 5 potatoes, what would you do? Probably a YouTube video with them. I don't know. Use a lot of potatoes to make potato stamps. What's a potato stamp? Try to make every potato dish ever. That is actually something I would try and do. Read up on the best ways to preserve potatoes. No, immediately no. Make the world's largest vat of mashed potatoes. I don't have the pot big enough. Do some serious meal prepping. Donate potato leftovers. I would try to make every potato dish possible. That seems like something I would do for a video. Which, I'm so, like, intrigued as to how they're figuring out my answers. Like, how what type of person this makes me. Which way best describes how you tackle a heavy to-do list? Procrastinate. That is my answer. Right now. A heavy to-do list? Procrastinate. Stay up late, get up early to have more time to get things done. I do that. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. No, I have to procrastinate a little bit first. Do one thing on it, then take a really, really long break. I like to do multiple things at once. Write down a plan to get everything done. Ooh, that's very me. I love a list. I love a freaking list. Delegate tasks to others. No, I do it all myself. It was really hard for me to hire employees. Ask for help so that it gets done twice as fast. No, I never ask for help. I take everything on by myself because I do not want to burden other people. I will write everything down and make a plan. Okay. You're on the phone with a mean customer service representative who won't honor a coupon you're eligible for. It's asking me if I'm a Karen, basically. What do you do? Ask for a manager? Emphasize with them to see if you can level the playing field. Oh, empathize. Sorry, I don't know how to read. Empathize with them so you can... try to get the level playing field. I do that. Sweet talk the phone representatives. I do that. Ask what you can do to make your order eligible for the coupon. I also do that. Read the fine print back to the customer service person and ask what the issue is. Give up. Who cares? I would either sweet talk or ask how I can make it eligible. I ask you, okay, so what can I do? That's usually what I do. I ask what I can do, and then they're like, well, I guess we could. Okay. I ask what I could do. Which best describes how you sleep nightly? You sleep like a rock through the night. Sometimes. It's tough getting to sleep, but once you do, you sleep well. That is pretty much me. You're a heavy sleeper who sleeps on your stomach and rarely gets up in the middle of the night. I don't sleep on my stomach. You're a light sleeper, which makes some nights tough to sleep through. No, I'm not a light. I think I'm a pretty good sleeper. You sleep okay, but you always wake up with aches and pains in the morning. No. You alternate positions frequently and rarely get a good night's sleep. I say, no, it's tough getting to sleep, but once I'm asleep, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty, like, I get my hours in. Which activity do you feel you'd be best suited for? Summer camp counselor, genealogist, professional axe thrower. I want to do that. Wait, should I change professions? I want to do that. Are there professional axe throwers? I feel like that doesn't pay well. I feel like that does not pay well, and you have to do like crazy stunts that probably aren't safe. Okay, sorry, I'm getting distracted. Guest lecturer at a university. No one wants to hear me talk. I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. 3D chalk artist, not a chalk artist. Tarot card reader. I don't like lying. So I'm going to go professional axe thrower right there. That sounds like a freaking cool profession. If you had a house in each of these locations, which would you sell first? Okay. A tropical rainforest, beachside, mountainside, snowy plain, mountaintop, snowy plain, in the desert, a rainy countryside, underwater, or on a sunny flower field. I would sell the underwater one first because how in the world do I get there? That doesn't make any sense. How do you have an underwater house? How would you get there? I am not certified in scuba diving. That would be ridiculous. How do you eat? This is... No. Underwater. Get out of here. If you could choose the monster that lives under your bed, which of these would you choose? None of them. A monster purely made out of all the socks you lost in the laundry. That'd be smelly. A monster made out of Jell-O with pretzels in it that always smells just a little off. A monster that's made out of the same material as the center of the universe. No, that seems dangerous. A monster that can rival you in an intellectual ability. No. A non-threatening monster that always tells terrible jokes. A monster that you can see your future in. No, I'm going to say the one that tells terrible jokes because I love terrible jokes. I actually find the terrible ones the funniest. Give me a dad joke every day. Give me a joke that doesn't make sense. I find pleasure in that. Okay. Choose the role you'd be most comfortable playing in a big meeting at work. The presenter, financial advisor, marketing agent, conceptual artist, fact checker, note taker. Presenter. I have no problem presenting. Also, I do all of those jobs, so I know I can do all of them. All right, finally, here we go. Which sounds most appealing on a rainy day? Playing in puddles, drinking hot tea, reading a book, taking a good nap, snuggling with something soft, having soup. Oh, it's having soup or snuggling with something soft. I'm gonna say having soup. All right. Now, before I read the results of this invigorating quiz, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
Skims is our sponsor for today. Everyone knows that finding a perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. Whether it's too big, too small, the fit is weirdly cut, or the quality is severely lacking. Luckily, I found the perfect t-shirt, and it's at Skims. They have crop silhouettes for them femmes, to long sleeves layering tees, and there's styles for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for over a year now, and I absolutely love the quality of everything I've gotten. It's silky smooth, it fits well, and my girlfriend always steals them from me. I absolutely love the cotton jersey t-shirt they sent me. It fits like an absolute dream. I wear it all the time. And my girlfriend stole the Skims soft smoothing t-shirt because it's extremely flattering and she can wear it on casual errands or when she wants to dress up for the night. If you want to try them out, then shop Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you, that Rachel Uncensored sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. It says, I'm the mama bird. You feel good when everyone around you feels good. Wait, do my friends call me Papita? Because I take care of everyone and I'm in charge of the girls in the group? Hold on, this is, ooh. Did they read me well? Hold on. Oh, I'm intrigued by the answers. Okay. You feel good when everyone around you feels good. I'm a people pleaser. You want to make sure things are secure and you value the safety of the ones you love more than you value your own. You can only relax when you know that everyone and everything that you hold most dear is taken care of. You're a nurturer through and through. Guys, this is accurate. I am, like, it is the... on, like, it's a new ongoing joke in my group where that is, like, that's literally how my humans describe me. And, like, we just had, like, a heart-to-heart about it, like, why I feel I need to be that way. And it's obviously, like, trauma in my life and the way people have made me feel, up like, my upbringing. But, like, it makes me a good person now. But what? That is so accurate. That is creepy. I'm kind of creeped out. Guys, is BuzzFeed right? This is an accurate personality test. Take it. That's the title of this. I'll put it in the description of the YouTube video of this. I don't really know how to put links in the description of the podcast part, but oh my God, what the fuck? Okay. Anyway, now on to stupider ones. This says, this food can tell if you're a good person. So we know what kind of person I am. I'm a mama bird, but does it make me a good person? Do I drink coffee? Yes, all the time. Do you like to eat leftovers? I live for leftovers. Yes. Do you prefer cold beverages to hot ones? Yes, cold. But I drink hot when I'm here because they don't really do iced coffees here that much. How do you like your cookies? Ooh, soft and doughy. Is food texture important to you? Sometimes. Yeah, I would say sometimes. Do you chew gum? Never. I do not like to chew gum. I look like a cow. Like, you know how a cow chews on stuff? That's how I look when I chew gum. I look like a farm animal, apparently. So I don't. Do you like curly fries? Yes, of course I like curly fries. Who wouldn't like curly fries? Do you think tomatoes are creepy? Why would tomatoes be creepy? What does that mean? Are people creeped out by tomatoes? I am so confused. Do you like cold pizza? Yes. I eat cold pizza for breakfast. Oh my God. If we have leftover pizza, I'm eating it for breakfast and I'm eating it cold. Nighttime, dinner time, lunchtime, daytime. Give me warm pizza. Breakfast? Don't you dare heat that thing up. Give it to me cold. Give it to me cold. What temperature do you prefer your water? Oh, I can do room temperature to cool. I'm not that. I actually don't like chugging cold water. And I only drink water when I'm extremely parched and need to chug it because I'm not the best person to myself. Do you prefer chocolate or vanilla? Both are good. I am someone that is like right in the middle of both. It depends on what it is. Depends on what I'm craving. It depends on how it's prepared. I want both of it. I'm not going to ixnay one or the other. I have no idea what that is. What is that? I don't know. Do you like spicy food? No, I don't. Do you like salad? I love salad. I could eat salad every day for lunch. That sounds delicious to me. Or a salmon salad for dinner? Yes, I want that. I want that. What is this podcast? I don't know. I'm just talking. Hi, here I am. You are listening. That's your fault, not me. Do you prefer potato chip or tortilla chip? I'm both in the middle. Both are good. How do you feel about fettuccine Alfredo? I hate it. This is a controversial thing. I don't like fettuccine Alfredo. I do not like thick noodles, and I don't really like a creamy sauce when it comes to pasta. When it comes to that kind of pasta, I don't like fettuccine, and I rather a marinara sauce. I'm going to be real with you. It has to be like, no, I just don't like fettuccine. It's too thick. I like a thinner noodle. Angel hair pasta is all of my jam. Every part of my jam is to angel hair pasta. So don't try and jam me a different way. Okay, I'm done. Let's see my results. Oh, guys, I am loving the results of these tests. I'm a 98% good person. It says you're such a good person. You're not perfect, obviously. I mean, I'm as close as you can get, but whatever. You would be a scary robot if you were perfect. That is true. Guys, I'm living for this. How do you feel? I'm going to ask you, the listener. How do you feel listening to the podcast of such a fantastic human being? Is it humbling? Is it exciting? Does it make you long for more? I'm sober, I promise. I'm just, my timer's going off my watch to put my eye drops in. Leave me alone. Okay. We're going to take one more quiz. I know. We need an accuracy. They always say get 3 estimates when getting a quote done on your house or on your car or something. So we're going to take 3 quizzes just to make sure I am truly a good person. All right. Oh, where do you put the grocery cart when you're done shopping? Cart return. Oh, okay. I don't take it back to the store. They're going to be like, you take it back to the entrance or into the store? Or do you leave it in the parking lot? They say cart return or leave in the middle of a parking spot. Cart return. If it's in the parking lot. How often do you use your turn signal? Often. often. I always use my turn signal. It's letting others know. It's being safe, okay? A safety first with me. I'm a mama bird, remember? How do you feel about animals? I love them all. Except spiders, of course. Oh, that is an option. I love them all except spiders, of course. That one. I do not like spiders. Sorry, that's not an animal. That's a bug. Get away from me. I do not like insects. I love a bug. Not at all. I lied. That was a big lie. I love an animal. I do not love a bug. Again, I am not Flynn. Flynn and I have very different likes and dislikes in this world. Have you ever read someone's text messages over their shoulder? Yes, I am the most nosy person on the planet. It's not that I like think that they're doing something wrong. I genuinely am like, what are you guys talking about? Even if you're like, yeah, we're talking about horses. I'd be like, cool. And I would want to see what about horses they are saying. I am the most nosy person. I want to know what everyone's doing at all times. And again, it's not for lack of trust. It's not because I think they're hiding something. It's me just being like, I want to be in on this. I want to know. I want all the information in the world. You'd be like, I have the entire recording of their conversation. It was about absolutely nothing, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, I still wish I was there. I still wish I would have heard it all for myself. I want to be involved. And that is an issue for me. But I do read text messages. I read the text messages of a freaking stranger over their shoulder. I do it. Okay. What do you do with your old clothes? Sell them, throw them away, give them away, stuff them in a bag and leave them in the garage. I give them away most often. My camera battery is about to go off because my camera gets too hot. So I'm going to pause real quick. Oh, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back. Sorry. My camera just like overheats now after 20 minutes. I don't know why. So I have to change the battery the battery's not even going to be expired. It's just like the battery gets too hot and I have three batteries and they all do the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, I'm back. We're back. We're taking more quizzes. You're in a movie theater and your phone rings. What do you do? Answer and speak quietly. Let it ring because I love my ringtone. Wow, what a terrible person you would have to be if you just let it ring during a movie. Like, you have to be Satan at that point. Just ignore it. Impossible. My phone would be turned off. Go outside to take the call. Movie theater? Please. I pirate all my movies. I ignore it. It wouldn't ring. It vibrates. My phone vibrates. So I would immediately like turn off the vibration. I would say just ignore it, I guess. That would make sense, right? Okay. How many items are you allowed in the 15 items or less lane at the grocery store? 15 items or fewer, as many as I damn want. Maybe like 17 or 18 items. Who cares? I'm going to steal stuff anyway. 15 items or fewer. Come on. There are rules to make the society run smoother. Obey those rules. Come on now. You found a lost wallet. What do you do? Leave it there. It's a trap. Take the cash and leave the wallet. Take it to the nearest police station. Steal the owner's identity. Track down the owner yourself. Stand by it and yell wallet until someone handles it. Until someone else handles it. I would take it and find the person on social media. And if I couldn't find them, I would go to the police station. So I'm going to say track down the owner yourself. Have you ever lied to avoid helping a friend move? No, I do not believe I have. I'm usually the person that helps people move because I have a truck. And when you own a truck, you have to accept that you're the person with the truck. And that means you're going to move things for people because that's your new job. And that is a role I knew I'd be taking on. So I'm not like surprised by it or mad about it. I'm aware of it. And I like helping people. So there, I'm fine with it. Which of these actions is the most acceptable? The most acceptable: spitting, littering, gossiping, cutting in line, stealing, hating things you don't understand. I'm going to say spitting is the most acceptable. Littering, get out, leave. Gossiping, we all do it, but it's not right. So like, that's the thing is like, gossiping is the one like I would like is the most done by me, especially, but it's the least right. Like, it's not good. Cutting in line, no. Don't be gross. Stealing, never. You're hurting another person. And hating things you don't understand, that just makes you a small-minded. Okay, oh, see, here's the thing. Gossiping, cutting in line, stealing, all hurt other people. I would not want to do that. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I've never done any of these things. Littering hurts the earth, which then hurts people. Hating things you don't understand can also hurt people. Spitting is the only one I don't think hurts other people. So I'm going to go spitting. Your dog pooped on the sidewalk and you don't have a baggie. What do you do? Okay, before I read the answers, I have run to get a baggie and then run home. I have been out while the dogs poop and I am out of bags. I thought I brought a bag and I didn't. Completely didn't. I was out just for a second, didn't think they'd poop. I've been in this situation. I go find something to pick up the poop, okay? Whether that's going all the way home and then coming back or finding like, I've taken, you know how like newspapers sometimes come in a little plastic baggie? I've taken those plastic baggies off someone's newspaper before and used that. Anyway, pick it up with your hands and learn a valuable lesson? No. Leave that shit where it is? No. Casually stroll away while whistling? No. Dig through the trash for something to use? Yes, that's what I've done. Okay. Okay. I have the results. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. Me. I want to take drum lessons. I think I'd be a hot drummer. Like, let's be real. I don't want to be a drummer to, be good at music. Although it would be really great to learn rhythm. I think I would just be really hot at it. Like, I'd be a very attractive drummer. So cue me taking drum lessons. Here it is. The results. Not bad. You're actually kind of a good person. You hold the door open for people, you always use your blinker, and you're always polite to strangers. But don't get ahead of yourself. Just because you're a decent human being doesn't mean you'll automatically be going to the good place when you die. Enjoy being a good person. Good person because your do-gooder days are probably numbered. What? Enjoy being a good person, because your do-gooder days are probably numbered? What is it? Did they just threaten to kill me? Did this quiz just say that they were going to murder me for... Okay. It says I'm a kind of a good person. So I'm going to take that as I am. And then maybe ignore the threat to my life at the end there. What was that? Enjoy being a good person, because your do-gooder days are probably numbered. What the fuck? What kind of thing to take? Someone sitting here contemplating themselves, being like, am I a good person? You know, how do I become better? They take this quiz and they're like, yeah, you're fine. I'm going to murder you. What the fuck? I'm sorry. I don't know what is going on. All right. Oh my God. It's fucking.
Do I have sweatpants?
Oh my God. I forgot to tell you guys. My last eco-friendly products video I did, I tested a Crystal Rock deodorant. It's not an antiperspirant and there's like no chemicals in it. It's literally like a salt rock that you rub under your arms. Bitch, I smell good. For the fact that I don't smell at all. There is no smell. After a long fucking day of sweating, I've been walking 5 to 10 miles every day in the sun. Like Abby and I, my girlfriend and I, Abby, we've been walking around trying to see all the sights, not trying to take a car, like not trying to take the metro, like as little as possible unless we're going like super far. But like we've been in the sun, in the heat, walking every single day, and I get drenched in sweat. I come home, I don't smell. I have never not smelled. Like I will always smell, like I put deodorant on, and then at the end of the day or in the middle of the day, I smell like used deodorant. I smell like used, like gross deodorant. I don't smell like BO, but I smell like I have sweat and the deodorant is trying to kick in, but the perfume part of it has failed. This Crystal Rock, I smell like nothing. Abby got in my armpit. It was like the longest day we'd had. I'd sweat the most. And I was like, do I smell? Like, am I just not smelling myself? She put her nose in my armpit and was like, I barely smell something, but I had to put my nose to your skin. And she goes, and it wasn't even bad. Guys, this Crystal Rock thing works and it's amazing. Anyway, I digress. It's not an antiperspirant. You will sweat. I have been sweating, but I do not stink. And that is something I love. Okay. So moral of the story is, I'm a really good person. And I'm glad we've discovered this together, everybody. Because BuzzFeed said so. And they know all. Them and TMZ. They're the ones that rule the world and know everything. So if you're ever wondering if I'm a good person, there's your answer. I am. That's it for today, though. This is my podcast. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And just, if you listen to it and you're bored, that's on you. I never promised entertainment. I never promised this would be a groundbreaking, coherent thing. I just said, this is my podcast and I'm uncensored here. But that's it. If you guys have suggestions for what you would like to see on this podcast, I'm always up to entertain you. I do want to entertain you. So please leave the comments below of what you would love to see on the next episode. But I love you guys. Thanks for watching this. And just letting you know, I have been doing daily vlogging while in Europe. I've on my 22nd vlog in a row, which I am pretty proud of. I've been, you know, doing my job. Gold star for me. But if you want to check those out, they're a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun doing them. But thank you guys for listening to this. Please subscribe and follow. And I will see you next time with something you guys want to see. So just let me know. All right? Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Have you ever been stuck on a call you really wish you could get off of?
I guess it's official. Oh, I guess we're partners.
Thank you. Here we go.
I feel like after that incredible dinner that we had with you the other night, and I'm not going to tell you how much it was. But
you try to put 2 dozen oysters in a spreadsheet, you know, your accountant's not so happy. So
can't even write those off when they come from
seafood gets tricky. So
right.
Conference call follows a down on her luck tech industry wonderkin by the name of Julie Burke, who has no other choice but to partner with two brothers from the reject piles of Shark Tank as they desperately try to develop their next invention. When recordings of Julie's calls with the Toad Bros end up in the hands of an investigative journalist, she presents her audience with the wild twists of Julie's story, showcasing the best of their worst, most cringeworthy phone calls. Conference Call, a Paradiso Media production presented by Realm, stars Elizabeth Henstridge, Jeff Ward, Gregory Steeves, and Emma Roberts, and featuring Karen Gillan, Beck Bennett, Dimi Dijuibe, Clark Gregg, and many more. Be sure to listen and subscribe to Conference Call wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at realm.fm.